Good morning. We'll continue with Maseches Shviyos. We are in Perek Hey. We are up to Mishnah Vav. So we've been discussing, the last Mishnah discussed the halacha of buying luf in the eighth year. The person's buying luf, this kind of oniony scallion plant, in the eighth year. So we're discussing whether we have to be cheshish that maybe someone planted it during this, the sixth year. So the Mishnah Vav kind of files off of that theme and discusses a side halacha, which is really not a halacha in particular, or specifically related to Shviyas, it's Halach and Lift Nivra Lesite Mechshel. And the Mishnah says, Elu Kelim Sheena Uman Rashai Lamachram Bishviyas. The following utensils or the following tools cannot be sold during the Shemitah year because it can be assumed if a person's buying it, he's going to be using it to work the land. And what is that? It's Machareshav Kol Kelea, plowing tools and all the tools that are needed to, to get that operation going. Ha'ol, which are, I believe, Ha'ol is the yoke that you use to go over the animal. Vamizra is something which is used in the melacha of Zera. Zera is when you do winnowing, you have a fan that blows the... It's used as a process to separate the heavy parts, the chaff, from the other parts of the grain. Vahadekar, that is the blade that's used to go into the ground for the plowing. So all those things cannot be sold during Shviyas because if someone's buying it, Those tools are specifically used to work the land, and therefore, if someone's buying it, it can be assumed he's working the land during Shemitah. Avol mayachar hu magal yad, a person could sell a small sickle, magal katsir, and a sickle that's used for harvesting, va'gala, and a wagon chal keleh, and everything which is part of the wagon. Mishnah explains the difference. Zeh klal kol shemalachtim yuchedas la'avera, if something is specifically used for a melacha, for an action, which would be forbidden during Shviyas, in other words, there is no plausible explanation as to why you would be purchasing this other than to do melacha, which is aser during Shviyas, it's aser to sell it. Because you are facilitating someone else doing a malacha in a malacha which is aser during Shemitah. But if it can be used for both, you're allowed to sell it to him because you don't have to go deep into his mind to ask him what he is going to be doing with it. Hayoitzer Mishnah Zayin. Hayoitzer, someone who creates vessels. This is the same theme. So now he's selling these jugs. Meicher Chamesh Kadi Shemen V'Chamesh Esri Kadi Yayin. How many jugs can you sell to somebody? So again, you have to think, why is a person buying wholesale jugs? It must be because he's working the field during Shemitah, he's doing a wine press, or he's doing an olive press to make the wine and the shemen, the oil, so therefore you shouldn't sell them too much. But the 5 jugs for oil and 15 of wine, shekein darkei lavim hefker, it's normal for people to go take from the hefker, which is mutter, it's fine, a person's allowed to go to the field and gather some fruits from hefker. Then hevi yais from mikan, if indeed it turns out. Now the Rav explains that the number 5 and 15 is because those were the normal numbers that can be assumed for wine and for oil, and you don't have to worry that he'll use all 20 of them for, let's say, wine, or all 20 of them for shemen, because they're manufactured differently. There's a different type of material that's used to make jugs for oil as is used to make for shemen. But let's say the guy indeed brought back more. The halach is it's mutter. But the evidence, we're not going to answer it. Umaychar la'goy ba'aretz, you're allowed to sell to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, again, because he there's nothing wrong with him using it. And we don't have to go so far to start thinking that I'm selling it wholesale to the guy and he'll resell it to the Jews. We don't have to worry about it. L'Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz, you're allowed to sell it to a Jew who lives in chutz la'aretz where there is no halachas of Shemitah. And again, you don't have to go assume that he's going to bring it to Eretz Yisrael and use it there. In other words, we don't have to go so far to prevent all possible ways that a person could violate Shemitah. But to do something directly, which is directly related to a malacha during the seventh year during Shemitah, that's something which you cannot facilitate. We'll stop here at Mishnah Ches. Thank you.